the aforementioned Gage McGuire, who finishes the game with 10 points to go along with 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a block shot, 5 of 6 shooting the ball. You ate your Wheaties today, Gage.
I did do that.
Congratulations on the game.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
For you, what was the mentality? Was there a shift in mentality, or did you just decide, you know, I want to go play some basketball?
Really, you know, I was just wanted to go play some basketball. You know, we had the break, about 10 days off or so, and it's been a minute. But, you know, whenever I come on the court, I just try to give my best effort. And, you know, lately I haven't been maybe given the best numbers, but I knew it was just a matter of time. You know, my teammates believe in me, my coaches believe in me. So, yeah, just a matter of time.
I thought you had a stretch in the first half where you, I think, had like 4 in a row big plays or that made a difference. I think you scored a couple baskets. You had an assist, had a rebound. You also drew the charge. There were about five plays in that first half that when those type of things happen for you, does that just kind of get the adrenaline going?
Oh, for sure. I was running down the court, and I saw Coach Lave call a play, and it was a play set up for me. And like I said, it was just like, okay, my coaches believe in me, so I know I can be out here. So, yeah, just a rush of adrenaline, and, you know, it felt good.
And you were able to knock down a few shots, 5 of 6. You only missed one shot. What was the deal?
My teammates just finding me in the right spots and just being at the right spot at the right time.
And you also got a couple nice assists, 4 of them. You found guys that were open, and they were able to finish. And you guys started off slow today, trailing 9-2. But I don't know if you guys felt it or not, but I didn't feel like, you know, hey, they're up 9-2, that they weren't going to run away and hide from you.
No, I don't think so either. We, as a team, we trust each other. We believe in each other, and we really don't believe or care what the score is. We just know that we can always find a way to fight back.
Well, you guys are now 9 or 10-2 on the season, and you've wrapped up the 22 portion of the schedule. 23 portion starts on Monday with a game to Central Oklahoma, and they've last couple of years they've been tough.
They have been. Yep, we only play one time this year too, so we know we got to be focused, locked in. Go get treatment tomorrow. Have a great practice, and then, you know, it's all on Monday.
Well, it's 4 games in 8 days. You like to play basketball. You're going to get a chance to do that.
Love to play basketball.
Well, Gage, congratulations on the effort this afternoon. Congratulations on the win. Have a happy new year.
Yes, sir, you too.
We'll see you Monday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Gage McGuire, he is our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso. Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Again, Gage McGuire finishing the contest. He helps lead Emporia State to the win. He finishes with 10 points. He also has 6 rebounds, 4 assists, also has a block shot, and ends up making 5 of his 6 field goal attempts. Hornets win it, 89-64. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that 80%